Welcome to our discussion of coming home, Bereshit and Simchat Torah. Each year as we go through the holiday of Sukkot, culminating with Shemini Atzeret, Simchat Torah, then we return to Parshat Bereshit. In some ways there's a commonality, a common link, between Sukkot and Parshat Bereshit. On Sukkot, in many ways, we go out into exile. As Midrash, it says that maybe the Jewish people did not come out properly in the judgment. Maybe we didn't win the judgment of Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah. Maybe we lost the case. So God says, I'll tell you what. Go out into exile, go out into the Sukkah. That will be considered an exile of sorts. For that galut, that will be your minimal punishment. With that, it will be considered as if you went into exile, and with that you will be absolved from your punishment. So in some ways, Sukkah, although it can be very holy and spiritual, in some ways, maybe for some people, as the Svasema says, it is an exile of sorts. Then we turn to Simchat Torah, we'll have to come back to where that fits in. And following that, in this year, right away, the day later, we're faced with Parshat Bereshit. In Parshat Bereshit, we have two banishments. First, Vayigarash et Hadam, that God, the man was literally chased out, banished from the Garden of Eden. Then, if that wasn't bad enough, Cain, who killed his brother Hevel, says, Engirashto tiayom, you have chased me out. Me'al p'nei adama. Indeed, Cain had to go mikedim kidmat Eden, he had to go even further east, even further away from the Garden of Eden. Now, let's take a look at these two banishments. In terms of the banishment of Adam HaRishon, of Adam, we have to understand that this banishment was not complete. It's not a total banishment. As we know, there is a way back. The way back is that one day we all look forward to going back to Gan Eden. There is a way back in the sense that we know that in many ways Yitzchak was a return to Gan Eden. Yitzchak is Gan Eden. He smells the smell of Gan Eden on Yaakov's garments. In many ways, we return in our afterlife, hopefully, to the Garden of Eden, to Gan Eden. So there is a way back. As a matter of fact, one Midrash says, Patach lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu petach shel tshuva. After he was banished, there still was somehow a doorway, a loophole, a pathway, a secret passage to come back into the garden, to come back again. In fact, the Parsha actually says, Vayigarash Adam, God chased out man, Vayashkein, he placed me kedem l'gan Eden, east of the garden, et hakruvim, the cherubs which we usually associate with the outside of the holy ark, et la'at hacherub hamitapechet, and a twirling sword. So one Midrash says, you know what he did? He placed a sefer basayif. The Sifrei says, he placed a book, the Holy Torah, which is found under the cherubs, under the kruvim, and he placed the saif, he placed the sword. As if to say, we have a choice. You can come back to the Garden of Eden through the Torah, or you can face the sword, you can face the whims, the slings and arrows of life, the unpredictable aspect of life, or you can come back to the Torah, come back to the garden, through the Torah, through the Holy Ark, through the cherubs. There is a pathway back. There is, as that other Midrash said, a petach shel tshuva, an opening to return. The opening comes through the Torah. And now we can understand. First we have Sukkot, there's a banishment of sorts. Then we have Shemini Atzeret, which is in some ways also Simchat Torah. And we start the Torah, we finish the Torah. As if to say, yes, on Sukkot, perhaps we were banished. Yes, on Yom Kippur, perhaps we didn't make it. Yes, we went out of our homes and we suffered an exile of sorts. And of course, it's not just a pretend exile, but for those of us out here in exile, outside of the land of Israel, and even when a Jew suffers in the land of Israel, there's an element of exile. It's an element of being in galus. It's an element of being thrown to the whims of chance in life. When a person feels that way, they are indeed in a galut of sorts. Comes Parshat Bereishit and says, it can be chased out. But you know what? There's a way back. And even from galut, even from our exile, from ourselves and from where we're supposed to be, there is a petach. God opens up a door for us to return. Part of that petach is through tshuva. And part of that tshuva is through the Torah. And it's through Torah, through the Simchat Torah, the joy of the Torah, Maharevna, the sweetness of Torah. Hopefully, that can help us bring us back. Shalah said that on Sukkot, there were four walls to the Sukkah. There was the wall of tefillah, tshuva, tzedakah. What's the fourth wall? The wall of Torah. But not every Sukkah has a fourth wall. You don't need that fourth wall. But if you really want to have that protection, protection from the sin, protection from sliding back into exile, then we need that fourth wall as well, the wall of the Torah. Sukkot are the three walls. Simchat Torah gives us that fourth wall, the wall of real protection, so that we're ready. We're ready to come back. We come back through the Torah. But then there's the story of Cain, who says that even though you've been banished, you know what? You can come back through the Torah. Well, you know what? You can go even further. How can Cain be banished? Girashto tiayom. His father was already banished. How can he be banished again? It's impossible. How low can you go? The answer is, as low as you go, you can go even further. If we've gotten away from Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, we had all those feelings and pangs of hiruhu rei tshuva, feelings of repentance. And now we say, oh, you know, that was a naive me. You know, I got carried away with the melodies of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, but now I'll just get back to my usual self. You know, I was just kidding about that. Parshat Bereishit says, oh yeah, that's where you are now. You've forgotten about the high holidays. It's way in the back of your memory. Well, I got bad news for you. You can go even further than that. There is a banishment which goes even beyond the banishment of Adam. Sink into the depths of Cain, an actual murder. Ten Commandments include the most despicable activities. The Torah includes that. It's within our purview. It's within the purview of human activity. There is even farther we can slip. We don't want to slip at all. We don't want to be subject to that sword. We don't want to be subject to further banishments. The only solution is a sefer. The Torah. Understand to appreciate the parshiyot. This year, let's get it better. Let's get it stronger. Let's go over those Rashis. Let's go over those Rambans. Let's go over those commentaries. Let's look at the art scroll and the different new commentaries where you can read the Ramban, the Nachmanides, and the original. And this year, hopefully, do that sefer. We won't slide back. And we won't slide even deeper down. But hopefully, we'll take that chute and ladder that leads us back to where we started from. Take us back home. Take us back home to the place where we began. Adam, the Torah, the Garden of Eden. And yes, there is a path back to the Garden of Eden. We weren't banished permanently. We can go back to the Holy of Holies, Sukkah. And as we open the Torah, we are in some way back home, back in the Garden of Eden. Thank you for joining us here today at the Anshei Sefarad Beth Lomith Congregation here in Memphis, Tennessee. Thanks to Jason Lefkowitz for making today's presentation possible. You can see past discussions about Bereishit, Sukkot, Shmini Atzeret on our website and on YouTube. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a great Shabbos.